This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
These are the randos, random facts no one share. Here on this Monday morning, let's see what we have here. What here? We should be more wary of Bambi than Jaws. There's a reason for that, because deer are much more deadly to Americans every year than sharks, alligators, bears, and snakes combined.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
There are just two deaths in the United States by shark attack last year. Every year, deer account for around 59,000 human injuries and 440 deaths.
Wow. 440. Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm assuming most of those right through the windshield of your
car. Gotta be, right? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it's a gunfight at noon.
Yeah, I know. Well, it would be a fair fight.
Yeah. God damn deer.
The deer's trying to head him
off.
He
got the drop
pass
on me. Sun was in my eyes. Yeah, man. The longest border between any two countries in the entire world. Can you guess the longest border between any two countries in the world?
U.S. and Canada or Russia and China?
It is U.S. and Canada.
Ah.
Yep. 5,525 miles. That's 1,300 miles longer than any other border. Wow. Number two is Russia-Kazakhstan. Nice. Number three, potassium. Converse All-Stars. Oh, man. Converse All-Stars. This is how you knew who the rich kids were when I was in high school, man. They had the suede Converse with the blue or the red. You know, I'm wearing like PF Flyers.
Yeah.
Some knockoff shoes. Whatevs. Converse All-Stars are technically basketball shoes, but no one in the NBA has worn a pair since 1980.
Yeah, because there's no support.
No, yeah. No.
They're like they're the worst sneakers to wear.
They're like skateboarder shoes.
Yeah,
they're flat.
Yeah.
Tree Rollins was the last person in the NBA to wear Converse All-Stars.
Yeah. Great name.
Tree
Rollins.
NBA-sized guy, Tree, yeah.
No kidding.
Meatloaf's album, Bat Outta Hell, came out in 1977. It still sells 200,000 copies a year.
That's weird.
Wow.
That's weird.
Yeah, Mr. Loaf made a lot of money.
That's weird.
Because two out of three ain't bad. It's kind of musical theater.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Don't you think?
I do know that.
All those songs, it's kind of like stepping into the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Well, Not Sex by the Dashboard Lights.
Paradise
by the Dashboard Lights. Yeah, well, it's about sex by the...
Oh, it's a great story.
But I remember Phil Rizzuto, former Yankee great and broadcaster, he got pulled in by Meatloaf to do play-by-play during that song. And it's basically, he's rounding the bases, and Phil Rizzuto had no idea what he got roped into.
Really?
That this was about sex.
Oh.
He thought he was being called in to do a baseball song for Meatloaf.
Uh-huh.
That's what he was told.
Yeah.
And he said, when that came out, that Huckleberry, he got me, that Huckleberry.
Tell you what, he pulled the cap down over
that,
my eyes.
That Meatloaf. Next time I ask questions.
Mr. Loaf.
Yeah. Next time I ask questions.
Fool me once, Mr. Loaf.
Yes. That was rotten of them, because they knew what they were doing.
They knew that the old man wouldn't get it?
No.
Wow. Yeah, there's this, in the middle of the song, the play-by-play is he's going from base to base.
Yeah,
as
with
we
the
all
girl.
Know. But first base, second base, third base, home run.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just calling it like a baseball game.
Tell me you're going to love
he
me in the morning.
He slides into home.
Yeah.
200,000 albums a year still.
200,000 albums
weird.
A year. Yeah, that's a lot of dough.
Yeah. I see paradise by the dashboard light.
Thank you, Mr. Loaf. Now back to the show. And then finally this. Bob Ross was as famous for his white guy afro as he was for his paintings. His curly hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. All a sham. His hair's not curly. He had a perm.
Yeah.
And he did it early on. He says he did it to save money because he was broke and he wouldn't have to cut his hair. But then it became his look, and he got stuck with it. And apparently, he just hated this by the end. Didn't want to have the perm every week.
The man perm came in during the disco era, which did not last long. My brother Greg got a perm. And I remember my dad looking right at him when he saw it and said, you're not my son anymore.
Yeah. Wow.
And then kind of walked away with his head down. My dad did.
He was sad.
Yeah.
Was your dad sad?
Yeah. So I don't know what he's doing, but he's not my son anymore.
That's all right. As long as it helps you score.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. Gives you that Euro look. You look like some Italian guy.
Yes.
Got that Euro look going.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobber, you know what, you guys? I'm thinking to myself, you know, let's have some fun. What do you think?
Let's have some fun. He's sort of crooked.
Want to paint a little?
Just touch him.
Happy little accidents.
Give it a good rap like that. It's not as much fun to beat and bang on it. It's too small.
Oh.
Just touch it. Give it a little pull. Caress it very gently. Pull it. Just pull it. Okay. Just tap it firmly. Make love to it. Shoot, you worked so hard to put it in there. And I'm just using little rocking strokes here. Shoot. It's our secret, don't tell anybody. I don't beat it, I just wipe it on a paper towel.
There you go.
And I just fling it everywhere when I'm done. Hey, what's that on the wall?
You're not doing splatter paint in here, Rod. No.
That's just a happy little tree.
There you go. He's the Jackson Pollock of DNA.
I call him happy little ghosts.
Yeah, like painting the side of a barn. All right, 5:55. We're taking a break. Horrifying. If I have time, I have to show you this gif that I ran across before the show started. It's terrifying.